It has only been 5 months since Ottawa dropped visa requirements for Czechs, but since then Canada has seen a marked jump in asylum applications by Romanis from the Czech Republic. On Wednesday, the Toronto Star reported that more than 100 claims had been put forward since November, and there are now concerns that a rise in applications could cross a key threshold in 2008. Under such circumstances, Canada might reassess its visa policy and reintroduce travel restrictions for Czechs. Jan Vellinger has the details.
11 years ago, Canada saw a major influx of some 4,000 Czech Romani seeking political asylum. A program at the time by private broadcaster TV Nova was one of the first to highlight, some say exacerbate, the situation, which continued well into the summer of 1997. Images of Romanis departing for Canada flooded Czech homes, and eventually the situation became untenable. Ottawa reimposed visas. The restriction for Czechs was only dropped last November. 5 months later, Canadian daily The Toronto Star has reported that visa-free relations could again be under threat, saying that restrictions could be reintroduced by Canada if the number of Czech asylum applications continues to grow. A little earlier, I spoke to the Canadian ambassador to Prague, Michael Calcott.
When the visa was lifted, we certainly informed Czech officials of the various criteria that we use regarding reimposition, and that involves abuses of our asylum claim system is definitely one of them. I know that the Czech government has been very sensitive to this issue and has been watching very closely the number of claims that have been made. It's not the only issue that we look at, and I would refer back to when we were looking to lift the visa, we had a number of criteria that we used that we reviewed constantly to find out when we believed that the Czechs were ready to have the visa lifted, and that happened at the end of October.
Mr. Ambassador, might I ask you to be specific on some of the other criteria that you mentioned there?
It would involve a lot of the same issues that we look at about lifting, and that's about security of documentation, criminality issues within the countries that we're looking at, if there was a deterioration, for example, in democratic processes or human rights abuses that became evident, really broad criteria like that. So you have to put the number of claimants as one of the factors that we are looking at in the context of the visa waiver program. The refugee claim increases, well, there's certainly a cause for concern, are one of the criteria that we would use in determining whether, in fact, we need to reimpose a visa requirement on Czech citizens.
The Toronto Star reported that if the figure of Czech claims reached 580, 2% of all asylum claims received by Canada annually, that could tip the scales towards the reintroduction of visas, although, as Ambassador Calcott stressed, that would not be the only factor. He did confirm the figure was more or less accurate. As for the Czech Republic, the country is certainly in a different position than it was a decade ago, when Czech Romanis applied for asylum en masse.
Well, it isn't comparable in the sense of the historic changes. Membership in the EU, now a part of the Schengen unit, within the EU, membership in NATO. Czech Republic is a very different country than it was when we reimposed back in the 90s. These factors, as I said, are part of what we examine. I'm not going to belittle the importance of the number of refugee claims as a factor that we look at. It is an important one, but it has to be put into the context of the democratic processes that are now in place in the Czech Republic, your human rights record, which is excellent, and various other factors like that.
The Canadian ambassador to the Czech Republic, Michael Calcott, ending that report by Jan Vellinger.